You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
Do you believe in an eternal existence? And can we find out if there is such a thing? Billions across the globe believe in it. What about you? Is eternal existence a fact, or is it merely a delusion?
We rarely come across people who don't believe there's anything beyond this life, but on the other hand, there are millions who do. So what proof do we have that there is a life beyond this one?
In Jesus' day, he commended children for their simplicity of faith. On one occasion, he prayed, "Thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes."
If there's one thing Jesus did commend, it was a simple faith. For anyone who is a genuine seeker after truth, he said, "Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you." Belief in God, first of all, involves belief in the existence of a self-existent, eternal, and all-powerful Creator. There are many evidences that He is there.
Yes. First, there's the material universe. How did it come into existence? It didn't just happen without a Creator. The Big Bang Theory says the universe exploded into being by itself. However, by faith, we believe the Bible when it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." God was already there and created the universe in all its glory from nothing.
Now, before we go any further, let's remember God has always been in the equation. The Bible teaches He is the creator of all things. It teaches that He is eternal, self-existent, almighty, spirit present everywhere, personal, all-knowing, morally and ethically perfect or holy, most loving and merciful, absolutely just and awesome in goodness and severity.
Now, if all this is true about God, then mankind has a real problem. We are born with a sinful nature, and none of us has the capacity to stand before a holy God. Now, with this problem in mind, how can we come to Him and be accepted by Him in our present sinful state? Yes, this is our problem, and there is a way, and that way was provided for us by God Himself.
When God created man, He created him perfect, without any defect. But God also gave him the ability of free will, the ability to choose right from wrong. But sadly, man chose to go his own way. He had that choice. He chose to listen to a lying voice, that of Satan. And because of his ability to choose, sin entered that perfect creation.
But God wasn't taken by surprise. He already had a solution. In the fullness of time, He sent His own Son into the world to remedy the situation. This is why we celebrate Christmas, the occasion when God's Son, Jesus, was born of a woman, grew to be a man, and died on a cross as a perfect payment to take away our sin.
God's Word teaches that faith in Christ, the Son of God, takes away our sin. This is the answer to our moral dilemma. Jesus said, "I am come that you might have life and that you might have it to the full." He also said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me."
Don't put off this great decision in your life. It's a decision that can mean eternal life or eternal separation from God. Do it now. And do it today.
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.